Liz, you just joined, so you gotta go next. You gotta give us something good. Give us your wins.
I'm gonna say that we started off a little rocky this year, but we ended up closing February out with one of the best Februaries in 3 years. So super,
Praise God. How
super.
awesome.
Yeah, and we kicked off March very similar. We're only 4 days in, so yeah, super excited about what's happening.
I love it. And I like your new glasses, or maybe I haven't seen them. They're new to
Yes.
me.
So I have my black ones, which are my like reserved ones. And then if I want to get a little more eye, I put on
You know what I
my
was about to say? I bet you Sherry can come up with a pair of glass. Or are they in the car? And just imagine them with the heart and just the
Yeah.
amazingness right there. All right. Well, that is awesome, Liz. I'm so glad that that was a fantastic, looks like it started a little bit rough and then flipped it around to one of the best ones. Praise God. How awesome is that? Yes. All right. Well, type it in, everybody. And let us know your wins. So, Liz, that is awesome. We got Howard on the line. So, Howard, you're in Florida. Look at you. Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm sure you were
Yes.
saying something.
Yes,
What'd
I
you say?
am.
How
Yes, I
awesome.
am. I drove from Houston yesterday all the way to Destin in my little white convertible. And
Yeah.
the reason is that car belongs down here. And because Southwest Airlines did me wrong, I had to take it to Houston. Anyway, so those are called first world problems. Let's just put it that way.
That is a fun experience, that driving that car, isn't it?
Oh yeah. And plus I stopped in Lower Alabama to see my mama and my brother.
Oh man, yeah.
And
Okay.
yeah, so and hope the kids, well, the kids are watching right now. I accidentally went over the speed limit a couple times, I'm just saying, because that car just gets a little out of control.
Did someone accidentally pull you over, or did you accidentally get away with
No, actually,
it?
the amazing thing is that there was lots of cops, but they just like, he's cool, let him go. I mean, they didn't even stop me. So,
That's awesome.
they're like, we know that guy. No, he's good. Let him go. Okay.
yeah. All right, we got lots to cover today, guys and gals, and we are beginning a new series today. And that series is on phenomenal marketing over the next 9 weeks. We're going to be teaching you the proven marketing systems. We're going to incorporate digital. We're going to incorporate AI. We're going to incorporate all that. And let me tell you something. There's not one company here, not one, that couldn't stand to improve their marketing. There's always something else to do. There's always another level. And what we want to start with today is I have a special guest today. And what we want to start with today is something I call positioning. In other words, when people understand who you are, what you stand for, what problem you solve, and they put you in the correct box, so to speak, or at the correct level, so to speak, then you're going to be able to get people to stand in line and pay you more money. Think Starbucks, think Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, think Chick-fil-A. You're known for a specific thing, and we're going to talk to you today. I have a special guest that is an expert on positioning, an expert on branding, an expert on branding you. And as my good friend Joseph Michelli, who is an international branding expert, he wrote The Starbucks Experience. He's worked with Mercedes-Benz, Starbucks, Ritz-Carlton Hotel, lots of very high-end brands. He says that a brand is nothing more than what people say about you when you're not around. What you want to do is you want to manage your brand. The way that you manage your brand is by managing your messaging. So I want to bring on a young man with celebrity branding who can show you how to do it. The people that this guy's with on a regular basis just absolutely blows my mind. Welcome, Nick Natton.
Thank you, Howard. Thanks for having me. By the way, I called a few of my friends and didn't have you pulled over. So you're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's great to be on here, man. So real quick, what I thought I would do real quick is just let's have a discussion about personal branding. I've built the personal brands of more than 4,000 clients in 80 countries across the world. I've worked with everyone from what you saw last Friday. I sent you a text. I was with Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones. I've worked with Tony Robbins. I've worked with Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, Michael Gerber, Kathy Ireland, Kathy Lee Gifford, Dick Vitale, Larry King, Glenn Beck. So the list goes on and on, right? But so I'll show a quick little sizzle reel about me, just so everyone on the line can get a little bit about that. And let me play this here, and then hopefully it'll make sense. All right, cool. So I'll do this about 90 seconds, about 15 years to get 90 seconds, by the way, of good reel. So here you go.
I saw a documentary last night. This director, Nick Natton, he's a great storyteller.
Please help me in welcoming Mr. Larry King.
Go ahead, Nick. Fire away.
Joining us now to tell us more is the producer of the new film, Nick Natton.
What made me say yes to Nick was that creative capability. Let it take its shape. And it was easy to do that with Nick.
By the second time I watched it, I was just like, pretty sure that my life is going to change forever after this.
Nick is a winner. Everything he does to the best of his ability. He did an amazing job with my story. It did so well on ESPN. It then streamed on ESPN Plus, and now streaming it on Disney Plus.
That was the clip from a documentary being made. So tell us more about the documentary and why do it.
You need to know my friend Nick Natton. He makes these documentaries on amazing people doing amazing things.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he has like 33 of me. He's just a phenomenal human and storyteller. Doesn't charge
he's
us.
He's just like
nonprofit.
My friend, and he's like
just a random
all
friend.
The accolades.
Everybody that sat in the seat to do this interview, they have some odd story about how they met Nick because the dude juggles chainsaws, right? There really is a genuine desire on his part to make people successful.
Their documentaries, videos, and movies, everything they create, it changes people's lives. It touches them in a way that I've never seen anybody else do before or since.
All right, there's that. Enough of that. thanks. Excited to have you guys here with me. And my friend Richard gave me an extra 11 Emmys in 1 second, so I got to live up to that now. I only have 22, but he said 33, so now I got to try to make it to 33. Howard, one of the things that I love to start with is, well, first of all, look, I grew up as a creative kid, and I had to figure out how to become an entrepreneur to pay for my creativity. I mean, that really is the real story. Immigrant family, grew up in Orlando area, which I still live in. Everyone thinks I live in Nashville, LA. I have a home in Nashville, and currently am one of the top 5% of songwriters in the world. So I've been able to live a fun, creative life. But I had to learn how to do business to do that. And so along the way, I've really combined my experience with celebrities, with business people, and probably, my favorite clients in the world have been celebrity business people because, they have a different understanding. We understand each other. We speak the same language because we're both entrepreneurs, business people, and there's a machine you can create to create celebrity status. And I learned that years ago in my journey. And now I bring that to entrepreneurs across the globe. So it's been a blast, and I love helping business people because at the heart of it, that's what I am. I tell people, look, a couple of different things. I love what your friend says about a brand. The way I say it is a brand is just a story, and your brand is just your story. And a great brand is a story other people want to tell for you, right? How many times have you seen something great or heard something great or read a great book and you're like, oh, I got to tell you all about it. And you're just talking about it for the next week, whether it's a podcast or an audiobook or whatever it is. And so the things I've realized from working with the most impressive people in the world, by the way, I am in no way, shape or form anymore enamored by celebrity. My only goal is to get around people who are so good at what they do, the world can't ignore them and learn from them. And that's what I've really, enjoyed being able to do the last few years. And so, one of the things I want to make sure people understand is that my story is not your story. I've done these things in entertainment. I don't want you to go, oh my gosh, I'm not in entertainment. I don't know these celebrities. What Nick's about to tell me is not relevant because it's not true. And so really, these principles work for anyone. And I would argue, parts of the entertainment business are some of the hardest businesses in the world. It's funny, I always laugh because I'm literally right now, I'm ranked in the top 5% of songwriters in the world, and I make literally hundreds of dollars a year from this. So it's like, it can be a tough business. And, if these things work in entertainment, they can work other places. So, Howard, a bit of my story is when I went to law school because we're immigrants, and my parents said to me and my brother, "Hey, you guys need to get professions." We're both like, "What? Not happening." Well, my brother goes to medical school. He's a child forensic psychiatrist, boarded in five specialties, and now he teaches at Stanford. So, I was like, "Well, that's not going to happen for me." And so, I decided I'd go to law school because I knew that there were a lot of people who are in the music entertainment business who were lawyers who didn't practice law. But I went to the very first day of law school. And, they did the typical look to your left, look to your right thing. Those people aren't going to be there anymore, when you graduate. Then we go, they organize us by last name. And I go to my group and they sort of go around, what type of law are you going to practice? And I said, I'm never going to practice a day of law in my life. And everyone was pretty excited because they knew that I was going to be the guy who wasn't going to be on the left or the right when it was time to graduate. Well, I suffered through law school. I think the only way I really did it, because I really didn't want to be there, to be honest. I had just finished undergrad in 2.5 years. I have a finance degree. And the only reason I was able to finish that quickly is because I have severe ADHD. You'll probably be able to tell that by my patterns of speech, but I can only hyper focus on things, Howard. Like when someone gets on the phone with me, they sometimes think that I'm like in a rush for them to go. I'm like, no, I'm not in a rush at all. Like I'm going to get off the phone because if we discussed something, if I don't do it right now, it is never going to happen. And so I operate with hyper focus. So I got out of grad or out of undergrad, went to,
By the way, I appreciate that. Yesterday, I was with my brother James, and our conversation was probably less than 2 minutes. And I was like, man, I love that guy. He just gets right to the bottom line.
Well, it's funny, just because, man, that's all my focus will allow me to do. It's just, and I'm sure some of you might feel that way who are watching, you feel a little bit like an alien on Earth. And it's just like, man, if, I have a friend, in a lot of the meetings I'm in, people say, Nick, you can summarize things better than anyone I've ever met. And I'm just like, because I'm just trying to hang on. If you're going for more than 90 seconds, I'm just literally, my brain is just hanging on with all four claws like a cat. And when we get to the end of what you're talking about, I'm just like, did you mean this? And I just want to make sure that I was able to keep up, right? So that's just sort of the way I operate. So when I got out of law school, so during law school, actually, I went to undergrad and law school at the University of Florida. It's been a tough few years in football, basketball, maybe we're going to be all right. We're heading to the tournament here next week. But, I was managing bands. I had a recording studio and I was able to work at the university. There was different, we had almost 50,000 students, and every student, part of their tuition went to a student activities fee, which added up to millions of dollars, which they give to 19 and 20 year olds to control, right? So I instantly figured out, how do I get involved in these organizations? And I did get involved in those organizations. We brought John Mayer to campus. We brought Mikhail Gorbachev to campus. We brought all sorts of crazy speakers and bands. And I don't mention it in my bio anymore. I used to, but I did bring Bill Cosby to the University of Florida. As far as I can remember, nothing happened. But you know that no, bad joke. And so,
Oh, that's a bad joke right there.
but so I learned how these celebrities operated. I learned sort of the media and PR side of how the celebrity buzz building business worked. And I had a longtime partner named JW Dix, and Jack is retired these days, but Jack introduced me to Dan Kennedy and Jay Abraham and all these people. And he's like, Nick, I see you working your butt off over here in law school, managing bands. And he's like, and that's like the hardest business I've ever seen. He's like, I figured out how to make money in like every business. And he's like, and that one I can't quite figure out. He said, I think you could make a lot more money, and you could be a lot happier if you helped entrepreneurs become celebrities in the business the way you've created bands or brands for bands and others. And he's 30 years older than me, and I trusted him, and I was going broke. And by the way, I took the bar exam and had my first son a week after I took the bar exam. So it was like life is full tilt. I was trying to flip houses to pay my student loans. It's a beautiful time to do this. It's 07, 08. You can probably guess what happened. I went to meet with a bankruptcy attorney. I was making 60 grand a year at first, and I was over $2 million in real estate debt. And you know, that math doesn't work. If anyone wants to do the math, it doesn't work. And I actually figured out it would be easier to not file bankruptcy and just negotiate out of my loans and pay everybody. I was willing to pay anybody who loaned me money, banks, credit cards, whatever, if they're willing to work with me. If they weren't, you know, they got 8 cents on the dollar or whatever. And I think we've all learned some of those lessons. You know, but I started then building this business with my business partner. And what we learned was that the same skill sets that worked in the entertainment business worked really well in the entrepreneurial business, because most entrepreneurs do not know how to create media that positions them as an expert. Part of the issue I had was I never wanted to practice law, but my business partner Jack said, "Hey, Nick, why don't we start a law firm?" Which gave me hives. He said, "We won't." Like, he's like, "I can do the law." He's a lawyer too. He said, "I can do the legal work, but basically we can position ourselves as business development lawyers. Whatever you need in your business, we're your agent. And Nick, you can create the media. I can do the legal work. We can create celebrity experts for business people." I said, "All right, sounds great. Let's figure out." So number one, my positioning allowed me, I was 27 at the time, my positioning allowed me to charge, I was charging a rate of about $1,000 an hour. And had I not had that positioning, and had we not done the work together to position me that way, it wouldn't have worked. And I said, "You know, Jack, this is working, you know, sort of in a local level in Orlando, but I see what I really want to do, which is I want to take this bigger. I want to go, I've seen what speakers can do when they, you know, when they're able to share their message with people all across the country, across the world." And he said, "Well, Nick, I know exactly what you need to do." I said, "What's that, Jack?" He said, "We need to write a book." I'm like, "Oh, cool. Like an ebook." Cause like at the time, ebooks were the thing, you know, it's just a quick PDF, you know, saved as PDF. Everyone's an expert. He's like, "Well," he's like, "you could," he's like, "but everyone's doing that." But no, I'm talking about like a real book that you can hold up and someone can see how much, you know, you can drop it on a table. They can hear how much, you know. I said, "All right, well, sounds good. What do we write about?" He said, "Well, you know," he said, "I've been studying." He had marketed and sold over $1 billion worth of products and services using direct marketing and personal branding. And like I said, I had done media creation and PR and buzz building. He said, "Why don't we put those skill sets together and let's write a book called Celebrity Branding You." I said, "Sounds good," but I'd never written a book before. So thankfully he had. He had written, he was a brilliant guy. He actually had written a 50-volume series of books as one of his books. And it was How to Start a Business and Incorporate in Florida. And he just changed the appendix and everyone for the state laws. And it was a 50-volume series because he did one for every state. Like that's how smart this dude was, right? So oh, yeah. He guided me through writing the book. He wrote about 70% of the book. He guided me through writing about 30% of the book. And I said, "Great, now let's get it published." And he's like, "Well, who are you going to publish with?" I'm like, "Well, you just had a 3-book deal on McGraw-Hill. Let's go there." He's like, "Well," he's like, "we can." He's like, "But Nick, I've never written a book on this subject. We could go try to find an agent to convince McGraw-Hill to publish this book. And I do have a relationship. But if we get McGraw-Hill to publish this book, it's going to come out in about 3 years. He's like, "And as far as I know, you need a book yesterday if you want to use the book to build your career, not a book, you know, in 3 years from now." I said, "Yes, I have one child to feed. My wife is now a stay-at-home mom because that's what she wants to be. And I'm broke. So that sounds like a great idea." So I sort of cobbled together all of the guys who had made CD covers for me and designed them. And I sent them to them. And then I decided I was going to self-publish this book. And I don't know how much weed they smoked, but when I got the book back, the cover was 2 inches too long. The print was off. And I was like, so it took me like about 6 months longer to teach my designers how to create a book that looked and felt like a New York Times bestselling book. I finally did. And it still took me about a year for the book to come out. But I did learn something from the time I was writing the book. I was able to add to my biography, author of the forthcoming book, Celebrity Branding You. And so one secret, if you take away nothing else from me today, decide what book you are going to write. give it a name, name it and claim it, as they say, and add it to your bio that you're the author of the forthcoming book and say the name. Now, two things about this. When you do that, it boosts your credibility. The second thing is you actually have to do it. Because for 6 years from now, you still have in your bio, author of the forthcoming book. So we are going to, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about that later. So in any event, you know, and so that is a strategy that anyone can use. So we finally got the book out. And then because I had worked with my business partner, Jack, on the launch of his previous book, they had hired a guy, McGraw-Hill, and this PR firm that they were paying like $10,000 a month, hired this guy. And his only job was to make the book a bestseller. And so I volunteered to help. And so he wasn't real forthcoming with everything he did, but I sort of studied what he did and I thought I figured it out. And so when the book was ready to come out, I sent out an email to everyone I'd practically ever met. I offered to go to their house and wash their dog. I'm like, if you would just buy this book today, I would love it. And I followed the system, and I believe we hit 7 bestseller lists that day. Actually, I remember it was Halloween of I don't remember if it was 08 or 09. And the only reason I do is because to promote the book, my youngest son, Brock, would have been 1 or 2 then, depending on the year. And I shamelessly put out a video of him dressed as a pirate saying, "R matey, buy my daddy's book." I remember this. And it worked like a charm. We hit the bestseller list. And from then on, like literally, as my friend Brian Tracy would say, there's 2 periods in your life. There's BB and AB, before book and after book. And that book changed my life. I went around, for those of you who know Dan Kennedy and know the Glazer Kennedy world, they had chapters, they had GKIC chapters. And so I knew that there were people in those groups that were interested in marketing. And so I said, I reached out to all the chapter leaders and said, "Hey, I know you are looking for content. I have content. Here's my resume. I have a best-selling book. If you will let me speak to your audience, I will pay for my airline ticket. I will pay for my hotel. I will give everyone in the audience a book if you'll just let me offer them my services." And pretty much everyone said yes. And so then I gave them all the email copy, because you got to make it as simple as possible, right? You got to make it, you know, just so copy and paste. And it was, I gave them copy that would help them fill seats, because that's what they needed to do in order to keep their groups going, because they would use their groups to sell masterminds and other things locally. And so, you know, I was positioned as this guy who'd worked with celebrities, who had a best-selling book, who was coming into town, was going to share my message, and everyone was going to get to meet me and hear my secrets of becoming a celebrity in your industry and get a free copy of the book. And I was willing to stay behind and autograph books. And by the way, nobody knew who I was before that, but all of a sudden I was positioned as this guy coming into town who's going to share his secrets with you, and here's who I'd worked with, and here's what I'd done. And so I made my first 7 figures in business, Howard, by giving away 1,000 books, not selling 1,000 books, by giving away 1,000 books. And so the deal was, I realized that the theory of reciprocity, and by the way, all of this stuff only works if you can back up what you say. Right? Like, I can build you the best positioning in the world, and it is merely a house of cards. If you're a huckster, if you don't know what you're doing, if you're taking people's money, you know, all those things. Right. And so I was able to back up what I said. And what I did was I actually offered a branding program at the time. And I traveled around the country and offered that. And that's how I did my first 7 figures in business. And as I was doing that, a lot of the people who hired us for branding said, "Hey, I saw what a best-selling book did for you. Can you do that for me?" And so I said, "Sure." And I would tell them how to do it. I'd share with them. I'd give them my resources. I'd tell them what it cost. And it just sort of broke my heart that every single one of these people, based on the time, energy, effort, resources, money, they just didn't do it. It's just hard. I mean, you've done enough books, Howard, that like it's a marathon. It is not a sprint. It is absolutely worth doing, but it takes some time. So I said, "You know what? I'm going to come up with a different methodology of doing this." I didn't know him yet, but I knew of the books Chicken Soup for the Soul. And so he's now a dear friend of mine, Jack Canfield. I did his documentary. But Chicken Soup for the Soul is a group of stories that are life-changing when grouped together correctly. And so I said, "You know what I'm doing? I'm going to call my top 20 clients. I'm going to say, 'Hey, look, I want to publish a book like Chicken Soup for the Soul.'" I remember at the time I called it Big Ideas for Your Business. And I said, "What I want you to do is I want you to give me 1 chapter for this book. And all I want is I want you to tell me a $10,000 secret." And they said, "Nick, what's a $10,000 secret?" I said, "It's the type of secret you would hold back for someone who paid you for a $10,000 consulting day." And they go, well, why would I possibly do that? I said, because the more you tell someone, the more you look like an expert in a book, the more people are going to understand you are the expert. Like, I can give every one of you a book on brain surgery today. Doesn't mean you're going to want to do it. It's going to be like, oh, he wrote the book on brain surgery. That's my guy. Or that's my, you know, that's my doctor. I'm going to use that person. So they all did. We published a book called Big Ideas for Your Business. I launched it. I tried everything I knew about launching my book as a bestseller. We were able to use the power of the crowd. Everyone together promoted the book together. We offered a bunch of bonuses together, and the book hit multiple bestseller lists. I made 20 people bestselling authors all at once. And now, 17 years later, I've made more than 3,000 people across the globe bestselling authors, gotten them on TV, gotten them in newspapers, all for the point of positioning. None of these things, there's these preconceived notions that getting in media will change your life. And it just won't. I mean, I've been featured in everything from USA Today to Wall Street Journal, Fox and Friends, the Glenn Beck Show, on and on. And my phone hasn't rung once. In fact, the first time I was in the New York Times, I got a phone call, I think from my mom, because I told her it was going to be the New York Times. So she didn't even get the New York Times. She's pretty excited about it. So she called me. And then I got one email, Howard, and the email was from a company called That's Great News, offering to sell me a plaque of me being in the New York Times. I bought it because it's now hangs on my wall, and all my media hangs on my walls, because if you don't use the opportunity to take that media, add it to your bio, hang it on your walls, let your bio and your walls talk for you, it's lost and gone forever. In fact, here's another secret, by the way. The rate at which media is published is the rate at which it is discarded. So if you put a daily ad in the USA Today today, people have like a media credit score, right? Like if they don't read the USA Today that comes today and they know another one is coming tomorrow, out of guilt, they will throw that thing in the trash or the recycling bin because they don't want it sticking around because they didn't get to it. So they read it for one day or didn't, and it disappears. You know, if you want an ad that sticks around a little bit longer, you'd put it in a monthly magazine or a quarterly periodical, because people are trained to hold them for the amount of time before the next one is published, so they don't junk up their house or they don't feel guilty about not reading them, all those things. So a few secrets there, Howard. And so in any event, I've now partnered with, you know, some of the top celebrity experts across the world. You and I met through Michael Gerber, and obviously your brother as well. And we just got to talking at a dinner one night, and I decided that, you know, you and I decided we would allow your audience the opportunity to become bestselling authors in the same way. I'm happy to share all about that, but I have spoken an awful lot. It's been a long monologue. I'm happy to take a breath and a drink of water. We can cover any questions now. We can cover questions later too. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited that Howard, we're going to be working on a book together with your audience.
Yeah. So listen, what I want to say is, first of all, the way that I position myself in my first company, what I want everybody here to understand is your local business, if you're able to get your message out there in print, I mean, newspapers, publications, radio, TV. That was one of the things that helped me to be at the top in my industry. But like Nick said, those things are fleeting unless you're paying money for advertising, right? But a book is lasting. And I've published 13 books. I have three more books, including the one that you and I are doing, in the works right now. And I didn't want to publish my first book. I didn't want to have a book because I had this erroneous belief that that I had to build this huge platform first. And when I got that huge platform, then I could just roll out a book and it'd be an instant, you know, national bestseller and everything. And my mentor, my tormentor in black, I used to call him, the late Mark Ehrlich, who worked with Michael Gerber for many years. He really is responsible for me being here, honestly. I was at a point in my career, I had already built a turnkey business, and now I was helping other small businesses, but I became a slave to this business. I became a slave to Phenomenal Products, and I was doing everything. I was doing all the coaching. I was doing all the everything. And I think I had Santiago and Michelle maybe at that point in time, and maybe not even Santiago. I don't remember. But anyway, I was thinking about quitting, and God dropped this man literally dressed in black on the beach. And he worked with Michael Gerber. I shared with him my vision, my dream, and all that kind of stuff. And he said, well, I can help you. And he wanted me to publish a book. And I was like, I don't want to publish a book. I want to get bigger first. And he said, look, you got to get your story out there. And a book is the best way to get your story out there. So guess what happened after I published my book? Then I grew my platform. Yeah, the book helped me grow my platform, right? And so those of you who are in a local business, having a book, I love what you said a while ago, that adding the author of the best-selling book, to your bio, one of the ways that I really positioned myself in my service company early on was speaking locally. I spoke at the Chamber of Commerce. I spoke at the Rotary Club. And if you have a book, they want you to come speak.
Yes.
That book is going to tell your story and position you, like you said, as the best, you know, brain surgeon, or the best carpet cleaner, the best, you know, rug cleaner, the best, you know, HVAC company, the best accountant, the best pressure washer, best soft washer, whatever the case might be. And so it's going to help you. The challenge is something else that you said. And that is, writing a book is a marathon. And right now, somebody asked me how my book was going. I said, which one? And then I said, oh, well, this one I'm waiting. I'm doing a book with Brian. I'm waiting for Brian. This one I'm doing with Donald Miller. I'm waiting. Okay. And then this one, what I've arranged to do is to give you guys an opportunity to have a book without writing a book. To have a book without having to write a book. And that's what Nick is going to help us do. So we are publishing a book called Phenomenal Business Success. I already have four of our members who are in the book already. And we need, what, how many, 20?
Well, yeah, we will max it at 25. And you and I will also contribute to the book as well, to share some of our secrets.
So it's called Phenomenal Business Success. And you're going to get a chapter in that book. Nick is the best in the business on this. So let me time out for a second. Okay. Whether you have a book, whether you have an ebook, you know, physical book is better. Today's message is the best way to position yourself is with a book. Zig Ziglar said, every person he ever met, if you ever met him in person, he asked you the same question. He says, so have you written a book yet? Have you written your book yet? No, sir, I haven't. Need to write that book. So that's the message today, that a book is going to position you. That's the good news. The bad news is it's hard to do. So what Nick is going to show us how to do is how you can get Nick to do it for you. And you only have to write one chapter. We do the rest of it.
Yeah, and we have a great team of ghostwriters. So, yeah, I'll share a couple things here. So, and by the way, Kat just texted, we actually have five, so there'll be 20 more total max.
Oh, good.
So I'll share again. I got a bit of a presentation here because it's easier for everyone to visualize. All right, cool. Here we go. So this is a Seth Godin quote. Writing a book is a tremendous experience. It builds credibility as a living engine of marketing and idea spreading. Working every day to deliver your message with authority, you should write one. The best part is a book works while you sleep. All right. Having a book out as a competitive advantage is tough to beat, obviously. and why most books never get published or written. We talk about lack of skill, lack of time, lack of money, or worse, they never get noticed due to inexperience in the industry. And I would say, by the way, if you don't, you know, I subscribe to Dan Sullivan's theory of unique ability, right? That our lives should not be spent chasing things we don't enjoy doing. You got to do some hard stuff. I lifted weights this morning. That's good for you, necessary. But, you know, other than that, like in the world, you know, you have a unique ability, and the way Dan would explain it, I'll paraphrase, but, you know, from 0 to 5, you are encouraged in what, you know, in some way you're really cute, you're really smart, you're a great actor, actress, whatever it is. And from 0 to 5, you're encouraged in it. From 5 to 18, they beat it out of you in school because they cannot have every duckling having unique abilities that they can't control. From 18 to 22 or 25, you borrow 6 figures to go to school. And from 22 or 25 to 65, you work some sort of job doing something you hate in order to buy your freedom back at 65 so you can do what you used to love to do from 0 to 5, right? How about we just skip that whole process and focus on the things that we enjoy doing now, and we get better at those, and we allow those things to drive our life. And so the only way to do that, by the way, is to start thinking about what do I not like doing and start chipping those things away. It's almost like remodeling a kitchen. You know, you repaint the cabinets and you realize, oh, wait a minute, the backsplash doesn't work now. You do a new backsplash. Oh, and all of a sudden I need a new floor. And if you have a wife like mine, then you need a new house. No, I'm just kidding. But in any event, you know, it's sort of this idea of getting rid of the thing that causes you the most friction. And once you get rid of those things, you'll start honing in on what it is that you would never want to stop doing. By the way, this can be very narrow. My unique ability that I've spent a lot of money figuring out and a lot of time is having meaningful conversations that lead to produced outcomes. I have meaningful conversations that lead to produced outcomes. And so I do that on my podcast. Sometimes I do it behind the camera. I do it in front of the camera on my show on Amazon. I'll do it somewhere like here, Howard, where we're going to have a meaningful conversation. This is not going to be right for everybody, but for those people it's right for, I can help them change their life. So can you, by creating a produced outcome. What I say all that is, like, if you don't wake up in the morning dying to write, you shouldn't be writing a book. So we work with a team of ghostwriters because I went to law school and had to write a lot of essays. I hate writing. I'm actually a pretty good writer. My wife gets after me because one of my kids are like second, third, fourth grade, and they ask me to review their papers. And my wife's like, you have literally a doctorate in writing papers from law school. You got to go easy. The kid's in third grade. The comma and is it's fine. And so anyway, some of that. But we, yeah, so this is the problem with publishing for a lot of people. And so the smarter way to write a book is to work with somebody who knows what they're doing. We have a brand called Success Books. Again, I'll show you how many books we've published and all the things we've done. This is the cover, the working cover of our book, Phenomenal Business Success. The subtitle is Breakthrough Strategies for Maximum Achievement, featuring leading professionals from around the world. Now, you will understand once I say that Breakthrough Strategies for Maximum Achievement can talk about anything you want. The whole idea is once you apply to be in this book, and we'll talk about the application process in a minute, and you're accepted, you'll be assigned a business agent. That is your agent to help you get everything you want out of this entire program. This is a full program, but also to help you figure out how to position what you want to talk about in this book so it fits in this book, but you can also use it to get business, right? Because at the end of the day, what you really want to do is the next time you have a prospect or you're going to meet with somebody, you send them a copy of your best-selling book ahead of time, you paperclip your chapter, you say, hey, in case you missed it, I recently, you know, had a book hit the bestseller list. It's like chicken soup for the soul. I wrote with a lot of other incredible experts, but we're talking about doing business together. I paperclip my chapter, read the whole thing when you get time, but for sure read my chapter because you'll understand not only what I do, but why I do a little bit better. So your business agent that you work with us will help you figure out how to position your chapter to fit in the book with this title. The subtitle is intentionally broad so that you can talk about what you want to talk about. And again, like Chicken Soup for the Soul, the best part, there's a theme for the book, but each chapter doesn't have to string along from chapter to chapter. So you can talk about what you want to talk about, you know, as long as it's appropriate, legal, all the fun things, and our team of business agents will help you with it as well. All right. We have a proven process for making this efficient, effective, and fun. We have 20+ years of experience in publishing. We made over 34 authors become bestsellers. We published over 200 books. Again, we published Richard Branson and Steve Forbes and Jack Canfield and Brian Tracy and Michael Gerber. And, you know, the list goes on and on. Lisa Nichols. We guarantee your book will be a bestseller on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or your money back. The reason I say it, like, most of our books are on Amazon. On a recent presentation I was giving, I said 99% of our books, and someone said, well, how do you quantify that? I'm like, okay, I'm being hyperbolic. All right. It just, we do it all the time. So, but I say Amazon or Barnes and Noble, because if Amazon stops tracking best-selling books or they change their name or whatever, it's a backup. But most of our books, all of our books, we've made bestsellers on the Amazon bestseller list over the past, you know, more than a decade. This is more than a book deal. This is a professional program. I'll talk about everything included in it. By the way, I was working on something recently, and the guy I was working with said, well, Nick, do you want professional results or hobbyist results? And I said, well, I want professional results. He goes, well, then I think you need to stop putting a hobbyist investment into it. You're going to have to put professional investment. So similarly, this is a professional program with a lot of stuff included. Yes, of course, there's a professional fee to be involved. Again, it won't be right for everybody, but because of the fact that we're all contributing together, it's much more affordable than putting together a best-selling book on your own. So first thing, once you apply, you'll have an author consultation where with your business agent, you'll craft your chapter's vision and you'll receive guidance from them. Again, they'll be your guide through the whole process. Real quick on the application process, we're an inclusive company. This is part of one of my businesses. I have a team that runs it while I'm out doing documentaries and other things. But we want to include people. That's, again, it's part of our business. But there's certain people who wouldn't be a great fit. Like one time we were working on a real estate book, and someone had just been indicted on 8 counts of mortgage fraud. Not a good fit. All right. And just said, hey, if you get off of that, you come back and see us. Some people, your mess is your message, and we understand that. It's part of your message. You know, just tell us the details in the application. We do not need your traffic record. Some people will put like every ticket they've ever gotten, and we don't need that. We don't need that. And if you were arrested for smoking weed in the 70s, it was a different time then. Things like that, we're not going to worry about. But just tell us the story. We want to be inclusive, but we want to make sure you're a good fit. All right. So then you're going to get assigned to a ghostwriter. We have one ghostwriter who will write the entire book, so it all feels the same. Everyone uses ghostwriters, by the way. It's nothing to feel guilty about. Most best-selling books use ghostwriters. It will be your story, your journey, but with a ghostwriter helping so that all the chapters are really well written and fit together. We will put a press release before the book comes out saying that you've been selected to contribute to this book. And when people search for your name or your company name, one of the first things that will come up on Google usually is this press release giving you third-party credibility. We also have real distribution of this book. We're distributed by Ingram Books. Ingram is the world's largest distributor of nonfiction books. What does that mean? It means it'll be available on all the major.coms. None of us want to pay enough money to print enough books, so that it will be in all the bookstores that nobody sadly goes to anymore, on all the bookshelves. However, if you would like your book to be on bookstore shelves, a little secret I will share with you: once you get your books, this is called reverse shoplifting. You take your book into the store and you buy it. So you're taking something that you already own into the store and you buy it. They'll scan the code and they'll say, oh my gosh, we're out of these, we got to order more. All right, so anyway, that's one way to get your book in a local bookstore. All right, for everyone who's selected to participate in this, again, we have 20 more spots. You will get a custom book cover. You will get 25 hardcover copies of the book with your photo on it. This is my photo on it. You're not going to have my photo on it. It'll feature you. So again, 25 copies of the book. And by the way, this is just, you know, a custom cover. We never hide the fact that there are other authors. That would just be corny. So it says featuring your name with leading professionals from around the world. Again, every bit of this process works really well when you represent it correctly. And this is, you were selected along with other experts from around the world to co-author this book. All right, so you're going to get 25 copies of the book. If you want more copies, when we go to print, you will be offered the lowest price we can get, because we're going to be printing thousands of books. And so you can order 100, 250, 500, 1,000, you can order 3,000 if you want. We'll make that offer for you once you know how many books we're printing, and we'll give you the best pricing we can on more books. You will also get the ebook to use however you'd like. You can give it away on your website. You can pull out your chapter. And by the way, we copyright the book so that we can print it, but you have an unlimited license to use this everywhere else in your business to republish it in another book. One of my favorite things about working on books like this and working with someone who's great at crafting messages, we all have lots of stories. We tell stories all the time. We talk about our experience, but we all think we don't really know what to talk about if you put us on the spot and say, well, tell us about this. Well, when you do something like this book, it codifies one of your experiences into a story you can tell and share, and it pulls a lesson from it. This becomes instantly a keynote speech for you, something you can share on any podcast, on any, you know, on any stage, and the work is done for you because it's been organized into thoughts. And the ghostwriter will do that for you by interviewing you and talking about it. Once a ghostwriter interviews you and writes your chapter, you will get the chapter back multiple times to make sure nothing was changed and it feels like you. I will tell you that, you know, we all want, you know, I've done it before, to open that chapter when we get it in the back of an Uber and go, this is awesome, and send it back. These people, the ghostwriter is going to speak with you for an hour, 90 minutes, maybe a couple times. They're going to do a great job, but they're not going to know exactly every way you would say everything. So I would encourage you all, when you get that chapter, hold your excitement till you have an hour to sit down with your favorite beverage at the end of the day, a Coca-Cola, a water, whatever you like, and sit down with that, with your laptop or your iPad, whatever it is, and then review that chapter and just make sure it sounds right. Don't do it in a rush, because this is your word speaking for you. Again, they're going to get an 80 or 90% there, but you're going to have to change a few things. Once you do that, it'll go into the design process and everything else. Every time we do something new with it, we will send it back for approval, including final PDFs before it goes to print. Number one, so you can make sure nothing was changed. Number two, I have yet to meet a perfect editor. You will almost always find a mistake in the first, second, and third versions of a book. So we are going to give you the opportunity to find any mistakes you can find, because we're out of mistakes we found, and you can look too. And then when we go to print. All right. So a couple more things. Again, we give you the ebook to use, the digital copy of your book for personal use and promotional purposes. Again, you can use it to collect email addresses, email it out, add it to your email signature, all this stuff. We will have a group training session, a pre-launch book rally, where we will share with you effective marketing strategies for a successful book launch. We'll actually give you the email copy and the other things to celebrate the book on the day of the launch, as well as social media posts. Here's some of the examples of some strategic social media promotion. You'll get a social media post before it's launched. You'll get one for launch day, and you'll get one once you hit the bestseller list. You get another one. All you got to do is put it out on your social platforms that congratulate you, like this one on the left. Number one new release we did with Chris Voss. So you get social media promotion. Again, we guarantee your book will be a bestseller on at least one of these lists. We will also invite you on. We have a podcast called Beyond the Book. It allows you another audio version. Some people will read a book. Some people will just listen. It's a podcast interview setting you up as the expert, where our host will interview you about your chapter, and you can dig into more stories and other things that sort of go beyond the book that didn't make it in the chapter. We will also give you the edited audio of that you can use for a download and for other things. Again, building your positioning, continuing to build your brand. Why? Because it's sharing your story, and a brand is nothing more than your story, right? We talked about that. Okay. We also have an event that's coming up very quickly. For those of you who can make it, I will extend the invitation. It is March 25th and 26th. It is called, in Nashville, Tennessee. It is called the Red Carpet Society. You are not paying for this. It is a bonus. I will extend it to those of you who can make it. This is a quick little sizzle reel about that experience that I'll show you, and then I'll talk about it for a second, as well as some other bonuses you get. Again, this is an entire branding program. It's not just becoming a best-selling author. All right, here we go. All right. You get the idea there. You are going to, at the Red Carpet Society, you have three photo shoots, a B-roll shoot of you walking around stuff. You'll get a red carpet interview also. And then, so you'll get three different styles of photo shoots from our photographer. By the way, that it would cost you $10,000 just to get these photos, but because I have my entire crew in one place, you get them. By the way, because it's so soon, you could use these photos for your book cover. My photographer, Mike, has done all of our book covers, Chris Voss's book covers, all the things. And so you'll be able to have three different photo shoots, and you get the photos to use however you want. You'll get this B-roll and this red carpet interview. We'll edit the red carpet interview. We'll talk to you about your business and what you do and how you help people. Then we'll edit a sizzle reel together for you from all this footage. By the way, my crew, just to go out and do a sizzle reel, by the way, we charge $50,000. That's what we charge. That's the lowest amount we can charge to go out and do that. We give you all this and we're bonusing it in because of my relationship with Howard, if you want to be in this book. That's going to be March 26th in Nashville. March 25th, by the way, the evening of the 25th, we are doing a welcome reception and a red carpet premiere of our movie on Creative Vets. It's the one in my sizzle reel where Kelly Clarkson was talking to the founder, Richard Casper. Richard is Army veteran, was blown up 3 times. His best friend was killed right beside him. He created an organization called Creative Vets that uses fine art and songwriting to help veterans tell their story and heal from post-traumatic stress. We have Jelly Roll in the movie. We have Brantley Gilbert. We have Bailey Zimmerman. We have Vince Gill. Got a lot of celebrities. We're doing the red carpet premiere the evening of the 26th, or sorry, the evening of the 25th. And then the Red Carpet Society is the day of the 26th. And it's going to end with, I'm bringing two of my friends up who are legendary hit songwriters. I'm going to interview them about songwriting and storytelling, and they're going to play some of their hits just for fun. So it's an entire media experience, just bonused. And because you're coming to the movie premiere, we'll film B-roll of you there on the red carpet and everything else. That will also be added into your sizzle reel. Whoop. All right. Somehow I got back to that. All right. One more thing. This is a little bit longer. It's about a 2-minute reel. Because you are a best-selling author, I've been to 10 Grammys. I've been blessed enough to win 22 Emmys, and I realized no one was honoring best-selling authors. So over a decade ago, I think about 15 years ago now, my business partner and I created the National Academy of Best-Selling Authors, and we honor best-selling authors all across the world. We've honored Michael, we've honored Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, Chris Voss, many other celebrity authors. You will come to our event in Beverly Hills in September of – you're going to get a guest ticket to 2025 because your book won't be out yet, because it does take 6 to 9 months for a book to come out effectively. A lot happens in the meantime. But you'll get a guest ticket to this event, to our 2-day – we call it the Success Summit, where this year we have Chris Voss coming. Howard, you'll be there. We have Lisa Nichols coming. We have Chris Voss. Jack Canfield's coming. You get to meet and hang out with these others, as well as other amazing best-selling authors that you can do business with, people just like you. And then it ends with a black tie red carpet award ceremony, where the same people make the Emmys and the Oscars make what we call Quilly Awards. I think I have one right here. Yeah, here's one. They look like this. They're beautiful awards, and you'll get one to commemorate your best-selling status. These awards are earned, not won. Like, I have 3 gold records over in the corner there. I didn't win those. They weren't a surprise. When I hit a certain status with the record sold 500,000 copies, I was eligible to get it. What I hate is when people go on social media like, oh my God, I can't believe I won this award. That's fake. Don't do that. You receive the award to validate the status. So this is a quick sizzle reel about what the Success Summit is about. I'll go through a couple more things. We'll get to the investment and we'll take questions. So sorry I'm talking so long. I just want to make sure you guys fully understand what's included. At the Celebrity Branding Agency, we build personal brands worth sharing, and we have a philosophy that the best story always wins.
And the recipient of the Quilly Award. And the recipient of the XP Award for Speaker.
So how do you start crafting a personal brand, crafting your story to stand out in a crowded marketplace, in a world full of noise? Great place to start is at the annual Success Summit in Los Angeles, California. Every year, and bring together the best and brightest minds in the world with speaking, writing, and thought leadership, all in one location to collaborate and share best practices.
The world needs you and your unique, unrepeatable miracle that you are.
So just become a person to them. Then suddenly everything changes.
We founded the National Academy of Best-Selling Authors and the National Association of Experts, Writers, and Speakers to honor best-selling authors, thought leaders, and experts from all across the globe who are willing to share their knowledge and enlighten the world so we can all have a greater impact on the globe.
Now I know what stars truly feel like coming off stage.
Awesome, 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 awesome.
I feel so supported, so recognized.
My story mattered, and it was up to me to make it count.
Now that's a story to write home about and share with the world. And by the way, we help with that too by creating all the media you need, red carpet photos, videos, sizzle reels that you can use to grow your brand and create that story that others want to share for you.
And I believe if you dream big enough, the right person will show up to make that dream possible. So thank you.
This team is professional and everybody is upbeat, positive, and capable. Like, didn't run across anybody that wasn't just genuinely enjoyable to interact with.
I saw how pro he was and how passionate he was. There really is a genuine desire on his part to make people successful and connect all the different people.
I've met so many people from all over the world, and they're all talking about the same thing. How can we tell a story to help other people? It doesn't get any better than that, man.
See you in LA. All right, so that is about our event. You get red carpet photos, red carpet interviews, all the fun stuff the year you receive your award. There's a lot going on there. By the way, I think 13 or 14 people who came last year had the opportunity to produce Lisa Nichols' Broadway show with me. That was December 9th. You just saw a little bit of a clip from that. So pretty cool. We have a lot of opportunity. You'll meet a lot of cool people. The funniest thing about those events is people go, oh my gosh, Nick, I can't believe the quality of the people here. And I say, well, why? They're just like you. And so you get lots of fun stuff there. All right. The book is Phenomenal Business Success. Again, you get custom covers featuring you. There's an awful lot that comes with this. As a testimony, I don't have time for it. There's a couple of testimonials from some of my friends that we didn't have time to get into, so I'll skip them. But, you know, we do a good job. That's I got a great team. I got the best team in the world. And so, you know, everyone has enjoyed the process. We've been doing this for years. You can look us up online. No complaints, because we do a lot. There's an awful lot you get in this. Author consultation, professional crafted chapter, press release announcement, distribution, personalized copies, 25 with a custom cover, the ebook to use however you want, the pre-launch book rally, strategic social media promotion, the visual 3D image of the book to use on your website, guaranteed bestseller status. We will then put out a press release saying you became a bestseller. You'll be on the Beyond the Book podcast. You get that interview and the audio. Get inducted in the National Academy of Bestselling Authors. Invitation to our 2025 Red Carpet Society event. You'll get invited to our Success Summit in 2025 this September. I will try to get the book out by then, but I'm just going to tell you that's going to be tough to make sure everything goes correctly. I want to make sure it goes correctly. If it does come out in time, we will give you your award this year. If not, you get to come back next year and get your award as well. You get a ticket to the Golden Gala Awards, whichever year you get your award. Now, if you did this on your own, if you add it all up, it's more than $50,000. I'm working on a solo book myself right now, and I will spend over $100,000 on it. It's just an expensive process to do it well. You can do it poorly, but it's expensive to do it well. This program with our agency, there's sort of three options. This is an $18,000 program. It's six monthly payments of $3,000, or you can make a one pay of $15,000 because it's less risk for us. Or if you need to cash flow it, you can do 12 monthly payments of $1,750. So it's an $18,000 program with everything. And we'll just take no interest or anything else. Six monthly payments of $3,000, a one pay of $15,000, or 12 monthly payments of $1,750. Kat, can you put the link in the chat here if you'd like to apply? Kat's going to put, there you go. The link is right there for you to be able to fill out the application to join us. That was a lot, Howard. I appreciate you having me on here to do this. I'm happy to answer any questions if anyone would like to talk.
Yeah, definitely like to have questions, but let me share with you guys why I'm sharing this today with you. I'm not sharing this with my general audience. I'm only sharing this with Inner Circle. Now, do I have a lot of great people that I know that would qualify for this book outside the Inner Circle? Yeah. If I have to, I'll go outside the Inner Circle. But how cool would it be that everybody in this book is Inner Circle members, phenomenal business coaches, and we do all this together. And like Nick said, it all connects together because there's one central story, and that is the breakthrough that you had with Phenomenal Business Success. So I'm going to plus this up as much as I can. This is going to be another group, another community that I'm going to put my arms around and to support you guys throughout. I'll help with the chapters as much as the editors will let me. And, you know, but I'll read every word of it and make any suggestions that I feel need to be made. And I'm going to all the events. So we'll have our nice little community there as well. So, Thanks,
I love it.
Nick, for this. The link is in the chat. I do want to say one more thing for those of you who are new, okay? One of the challenges I have every Tuesday morning is kind of like the challenge that a preacher has, a pastor has in church, okay? And that is that I am both talking to the member that's been there for 14 years and the member who just had their first experience today, okay? So if this is not a good fit for you, I want you to take away some of the lessons that Nick shared. If you're new, don't worry. Next week, I'm going to be starting my 8-part marketing course. Also, keep in mind that everything that I teach, all of my systems, 100 different training modules are available to you 24/7. Okay. So the only reason I bring that up is because we have an offer today, and I don't want people to get stuck on the fact that, oh, we're having, you know, I joined this thing and now there's another offer. Don't worry about it. This is really for those people who have been here, who have had phenomenal business success. They want to write about it. They want to position themselves. They want to use these tools to make their business success even more phenomenal. So if that is you and you want to be in this group, click that link and go to
the application page there. Yeah, it'll tell you everything you're going to get again. By the way, thanks, Nathan, for the kind words. We're glad to have you and glad that you're enjoying the process already. We have a question from how can this opportunity apply to the home services industry, plumber, window cleaner, carpet cleaner?
Yes.
Yeah, you can talk about how you learn to serve people well. You can talk about how how performing your services has helped one of your clients to have more success because of the way that their business is presented. There's a bunch of different ways. That's just two off the top of my head. But as our business agent learns your style and your story, we can help you figure out how to position that. I contribute to a lot of these books because we work with a lot of people, and I show up to every one of my author consults with the ghostwriter going, okay, which book is it today? And even from there, we just start talking about it and sharing stories and figure out together how we do it. So certainly we can help you find a way to make your story fit into this, assuming you're a good fit for this. That's a Howard question. Sherry was asking, can we invite other business owners to be in the book? How would you want to do that, Howard?
Sure. They just need to fill out the application. If they know you and you know them, then, you know, that's great.
We'll vet them like we vet everybody else, but it's an inside offer. So if you're just tell them, let us know who they were referred by and we'll put them through the regular process.
Yeah. So I have a question. Okay. If you're an HVAC, plumbing, whatever, my question is, if you're in home services, which one of your competitors has a book? Which one of your competitors is going to be get invited to be in front of all these potential referral partners? And, you know, even before I had a book, I produced a bunch of publications on my own. And like education marketing, take this away from this conversation. Education marketing will make you rich. Because A, you're going to be able to charge more than anybody else. B, you're going to stand out because you're the one who is delivering the information to your industry, solving the problem. So you're the go-to guy. One of the breakthroughs that I had, I'm already thinking about because the subtitle has to do with breakthroughs. We're doing a cruise in November called Breakthroughs. And so I started thinking about the breakthroughs that I've had. One of the breakthroughs that I had was be in the education business. You know, Gary Keller, who started Keller Williams Realty, and it became the number one residential real estate company in the country by every single measure. He said, we consider ourselves to be a training and coaching company that happens to do real estate. So I was a consultant that happened to do cleaning. So we go out and educate people on how to make the right choice in our industry, the things to look out for, and those kinds of things. And so you will position yourself at the top of the heap in window cleaning, carpet cleaning, plumbing, you know, whatever it might be, in any industry.
So. Absolutely. Real quick, just congrats already to Sherry Perry, Nathan Schaefer, Kevin Babb, Deanna Sullivan, and Michael Killen for being involved. I see Jim said he's in as well. Congrats. Welcome to the family. We're going to have some fun together. This it's a really unique process that, you know, look, if you use you. Oh, I forgot to say this. Sorry, I told you I made my first seven figures in business by giving away 1,000 books. You make money by having a book, not by selling a book. Because we do these books this way, we keep the price of the books low. So they'll sell on Amazon so we can hit the bestseller list. And then everyone always asked about royalties. I decided from my very first book I ever published this way, I didn't want to send 35 cents out twice a year to everyone in the book. So we do what normal publishing companies do for half the royalties we use to keep the book in print. I don't want people going to Amazon and your book is no longer in print. So we use half to keep the publishing company going, keep the book in print. The other half, we donate to an organization we have called Entrepreneurs International. And we use that money. Everyone's royalties together adds up to some thousands of dollars a year. And we've donated to childhood cancer research. We've donated laptops to orphans. We helped a mother and daughter get out of an abusive situation and get into a new home. Like, we just use the money for good. So rather than sending everybody, you know, 25 cents, we pull it all together. And by the way, Steve Forbes royalties go there, Chris Voss's royalties go there, Richard Branson's royalties go there, Michael Gerber's, mine, Howard's, everybody's, right? So it all goes the same place. So we're excited to do this again. We're excited to share all this with you. And yeah, I'm excited to work with you and your team. Howard, thanks so much for having me.
Me too, Nick. I'm so glad that I went to dinner with you and Michael Gerber and my brother. So
that's fun.
it was fun, and it's great to work with you. Okay, so I'm going to unspotlight the two of us, and let's take questions, and let's.
Well, Liz, you just joined, so you got to go next. So you got to give us something good. Give us your wins.
I'm going to say that we started off a little rocky this year, but we ended up closing February out with one of the best Februaries in 3 years. So
praise God. How awesome.
Yeah. And we kicked off March very similar. We're only 4 days in. So yeah, super excited about what's happening.
I love it. And I like your new glasses, or maybe I haven't seen them. They're new to me.
You know, so I have my black ones, which are my like reserved ones. And then if I want to get a little more eye, I put on my.
You know what I was about to say? I bet you Sherry can come up with a pair of glasses. Oh, are they in the car? And just imagine them with the heart and just the amazingness right there. All right. Well, that is awesome, Liz. I'm so glad that that was a fantastic, you know, looks like it started a little bit rough and then flipped it around to one of the best ones. Praise God. How awesome is that? Yes. All right. Well, type it in, everybody, and let us know your wins. So, Liz, that is awesome. We got Howard on the line. So, Howard, you're in Florida. Look at you. Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm sure you were saying something.
Yes, I am.
Yes, how awesome.
I drove from Houston yesterday all the way to Destin in my little white convertible. And the reason is that car belongs down here. And because Southwest Airlines did me wrong, I had to take it to Houston. Anyway, so those are called first world problems. Let's just put it that way.
That is a fun experience, that driving that car, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And plus, I stopped in Lower Alabama to see my mama and my brother.
Oh, man. Yeah. And, okay.
Hope the kids are watching right now. I accidentally went over the speed limit a couple times. I'm just saying, because that car just gets a little out of control.
Did someone accidentally pull you over, or did you accidentally get away with it?
No, actually, the amazing thing is that there was lots of cops, but they just like, he's cool, let him go. I mean, they didn't even stop me. So
that's awesome.
They're like, we know that guy. No, he's good. Let him go. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We got lots to cover today, guys and gals. And we are beginning a new series today. And that series is on phenomenal marketing over the next 9 weeks. We're going to be teaching you the proven marketing systems. We're going to incorporate digital. We're going to incorporate AI. We're going to incorporate all that. And let me tell you something. There's not one company here, not one, that couldn't stand to improve their marketing. There's always something else to do. There's always another level. And what we want to start with today is I have a special guest today. And what we want to start with today is something I call positioning. In other words, when people understand who you are, what you stand for, what problem you solve, and they put you in the correct box, so to speak, or at the correct level, so to speak, then you're going to be able to get people to stand in line and pay you more money. Think Starbucks, think Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, think Chick-fil-A. You're known for a specific thing. And we're going to talk to you today. I have a special guest that is an expert on positioning, an expert on branding, an expert on branding you. And as my good friend, Joseph Michelli, who is an international branding expert. He wrote The Starbucks Experience. He's worked with Mercedes-Benz, Starbucks, Ritz-Carlton Hotel, lots of very high-end brands. He says that a brand is nothing more than what people say about you when you're not around. What you want to do is you want to manage your brand. The way that you manage your brand is by managing your messaging. So I want to bring on a young man with celebrity branding who can show you how to do it. The people that this guy's with on a regular basis just absolutely blows my mind. Welcome, Nick Nanton.
Thank you, Howard. Thanks for having me. By the way, I called a few of my friends and didn't have you pulled over. So you're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's great to be on here, man. So real quick, what I thought I would do real quick is just let's have a discussion about personal branding. I've built the personal brands of more than 4,000 clients in 80 countries across the world. I've worked with everyone from what you saw last Friday. I sent you a text. I was with Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones. I've worked with Tony Robbins. I've worked with Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, Michael Gerber, Kathy Ireland, Kathy Lee Gifford, Dick Vitale, Larry King, Glenn Beck. So the list goes on and on, right? But so I'll show a quick little sizzle reel about me, just so everyone on the line can get a little bit about that. And let me play this here, and then hopefully it'll make sense. All right, cool. So I'll do this about 90 seconds, about 15 years to get 90 seconds, by the way, of good reel. So here you go.
I saw a documentary last night. This director, Nick Nanton, he's a great storyteller.
Please help me in welcoming Mr. Larry King.
Go ahead, Nick. Fire away.
Joining us now to tell us more is the producer of the new film, Nick Nanton.
What made me say yes to Nick was that creative capability, let it take its shape. And it was easy to do that with Nick.
By the second time I watched it, I was just like, pretty sure my life is going to change forever after this.
Nick is a winner. Everything he does to the best of his ability. He did an amazing job with my story. It did so well on ESPN. It then streamed on ESPN+. And now streaming it on Disney+.
That was the clip from a documentary being made. So tell us more about the documentary and why do it.
You need to know my friend Nick Nanton. He makes these documentaries on amazing people doing amazing things.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, he has like 33 of me. He's just a phenomenal human and storyteller. Doesn't charge us.
He's just like
nonprofit.
My friend. And he's
just a random
all
friend.
All the accolades.
Everybody that sat in this seat to do this interview, they have some odd story about how they met Nick because the dude juggles chainsaws, right? There really is a genuine desire on his part to make people successful.
Their documentaries, videos, and movies, everything they create, it changes people's lives. It touches them in a way that I've never seen anybody else do before or since.
All right, there's that. Enough of that. thanks. Excited to have you guys here with me. And, my friend Richard gave me an extra 11 Emmys in 1 second. So I got to live up to that now. I only have 22, but he said 33. So now I got to try to make it to 33. Howard, one of the things that I love to start with is, well, first of all, look, I grew up as a creative kid. And I had to figure out how to become an entrepreneur to pay for my creativity. I mean, that really is the real story. Immigrant family, grew up in Orlando area, which I still live in. Everyone thinks I live in Nashville, LA. I have a home in Nashville, and currently am one of the top 5% of songwriters in the world. So I've been able to live a fun, creative life. But I had to learn how to do business to do that. And so along the way, I've really combined my experience with celebrities, with business people, and probably, my favorite clients in the world have been celebrity business people because, they have a different understanding. We understand each other. We speak the same language because we're both entrepreneurs, business people, and there's a machine you can create to create celebrity status. And I learned that years ago in my journey. And now I bring that to entrepreneurs across the globe. So it's been a blast, and I love helping business people because at the heart of it, that's what I am. I tell people, look, a couple of different things. I love what your friend says about a brand. The way I say it is a brand is just a story, and your brand is just your story. And a great brand is a story other people want to tell for you, right? How many times have you seen something great or heard something great or read a great book and you're like, I got to tell you all about it. And you're just talking about it for the next week, whether it's a podcast or an audiobook or whatever it is. And so the things I've realized from working with the most impressive people in the world, by the way, I am in no way, shape or form anymore enamored by celebrity. My only goal is to get around people who are so good at what they do, the world can't ignore them and learn from them. And that's what I've really, enjoyed being able to do the last few years. And so, one of the things I want to make sure people understand is that my story is not your story. I've done these things in entertainment. I don't want you to go, oh my gosh, I'm not in entertainment. I don't know these celebrities. What Nick's about to tell me is not relevant because it's not true. And so really, these principles work for anyone. And I would argue, parts of the entertainment business are some of the hardest businesses in the world. It's funny, I always laugh because I'm ranked in the top 5% of songwriters in the world. And I make literally hundreds of dollars a year from this. So it's like, it can be a tough business. And, if these things work in entertainment, they can work other places. So, Howard, a bit of my story is when I went to law school because we're immigrants, and my parents said to me and my brother, hey, you guys need to get professions. And we're both like, what? Not happening. Well, my brother goes to medical school. He's a child forensic psychiatrist, boarded in 5 specialties, and now he teaches at Stanford. So, I was like, well, that's not going to happen for me. And so I decided I'd go to law school because I knew that there were a lot of people who are in the music entertainment business who are lawyers who didn't practice law. But I went to the very first day of law school, and they did the typical look to your left, look to your right thing. Those people aren't going to be there anymore, when you graduate. Then we go, they organize us by last name. And I go to my group, and they sort of go around, what type of law are you going to practice? And I said, I'm never going to practice a day of law in my life. And everyone was pretty excited because they knew that I was going to be the guy who wasn't going to be on the left or the right when it was time to graduate. Well, I suffered through law school. I think the only way I really did it, because I really didn't want to be there, to be honest. I just finished undergrad in 2.5 years. I have a finance degree. And the only reason I was able to finish that quickly is because I have severe ADHD. You'll probably be able to tell that by my patterns of speech, but I can only hyper-focus on things, Howard. Like when someone gets on the phone with me, they sometimes think that I'm like in a rush for them to go. I'm like, no, I'm not in a rush at all. Like I'm only I'm gonna get off the phone, because if we discussed something, if I don't do it right now, it is never going to happen. And so I operate with hyper focus. So I got out of grad or out of undergrad, went
by
to
the way.
Yeah.
By the way, I appreciate that. Yesterday I was with my brother James, and our conversation was probably less than 2 minutes. And I was like, man, I love that guy. He just gets right to the bottom line.
Well, it's funny. It's just because, man, that's all my focus will allow me to do. It's just, and I'm sure some of you might feel that way who are watching, you know, you feel a little bit like an alien on Earth. And it's just like, man, if, you know, I have a friend, in a lot of the meetings I'm in, people say, Nick, you can summarize things better than anyone I've ever met. And I'm just like, cause I'm just trying to hang on. If you're going for more than 90 seconds, I'm just literally, my brain is just hanging on with all four claws like a cat. And when we get to the end of what you're talking about, I'm just like, did you mean this? And I just want to make sure that I was able to keep up. Right. So that's just sort of the way I operate. So when I got out of law school, so during law school, actually, I went to undergrad and law school at the University of Florida. It's been a tough few years in football, basketball, maybe we're going to be all right. We're heading to the tournament here next week. But, you know, I was managing bands. I had a recording studio, and I was able to work at the university. There was different, you know, we had almost 50,000 students, and every student, part of their tuition went to a student activities fee, which added up to millions of dollars, which they give to 19 and 20 year olds to control, right? So I instantly figured out, how do I get involved in these organizations? And I did get involved in those organizations. We brought John Mayer to campus. We brought Mikhail Gorbachev to campus. We brought all sorts of crazy speakers and bands. And I don't mention it in my bio anymore. I used to, but I did bring Bill Cosby to the University of Florida. As far as I can remember, nothing happened, but you know, bad joke. Anyway, so
that's a bad joke. Right.
But, you know, so I learned how these celebrities operated. I learned sort of the media and PR side of how the celebrity buzz building business worked. And I had a longtime partner named JW Dix, and Jack is retired these days, but Jack introduced me to Dan Kennedy and Jay Abraham and all these people. And he's like, Nick, I see you working your butt off over here in law school, managing bands. And he's like, and that's like the hardest business I've ever seen. He's like, I figured out how to make money in like every business. And he's like, and that one I can't quite figure out. He said, you know, I think you could make a lot more money and you could be a lot happier if you helped entrepreneurs become celebrities in the business the way you've created bands or brands for bands and others. And he's 30 years older than me, and I trusted him, and I was going broke. And by the way, I took the bar exam and had my first son a week after I took the bar exam. So it was like life is full tilt. I was trying to flip houses to pay my student loans. It's a beautiful time to do this. It's 07, 08. You can probably guess what happened. I went to meet with a bankruptcy attorney. I was making 60 grand a year at first, and I was over $2 million in real estate debt. And you know, that math doesn't work. If anyone wants to do the math, it doesn't work. And I actually figured out it would be easier to not file bankruptcy and just negotiate out of my loans and pay everybody. I was willing to pay anybody who loaned me money, banks, credit cards, whatever, if they're willing to work with me. If they weren't, you know, they got 8 cents on the dollar or whatever. And I think we've all learned some of those lessons. You know, but I started then building this business with my business partner. And what we learned was that the same skill sets that worked in the entertainment business worked really well in the entrepreneurial business, because most entrepreneurs do not know how to create media that positions them as an expert. Part of the issue I had was I never wanted to practice law, but my business partner Jack said, hey, Nick, why don't we start a law firm, which gave me hives. He said, we won't, like, he's like, I can do the law. He's a lawyer too. He said, I can do the legal work, but basically we can position ourselves as business development lawyers. Whatever you need in your business, we're your agent. And Nick, you can create the media. I can do the legal work. We can create celebrity experts for business people. I said, all right, sounds great. Let's figure out. So number one, my positioning allowed me, I was 27 at the time, my positioning allowed me to charge, I was charging a rate of about $1,000 an hour. And had I not had that positioning, and had we not done the work together to position me that way, it wouldn't have worked. And I said, you know, Jack, this is working, you know, sort of in a local level in Orlando, but I see what I really want to do, which is I want to take this bigger. I want to go, I've seen what speakers can do when they, you know, when they're able to share their message with people all across the country, across the world. And he said, well, Nick, I know exactly what you need to do. I said, what's that, Jack? He said, we need to write a book. I'm like, oh, cool, like an ebook. Because like at the time, ebooks were the thing. You know, it's just a quick PDF, you know, saved as PDF. Everyone's an expert. He's like, well, he's like, you could. He's like, but everyone's doing that. But no, I'm talking about like a real book that you can hold up and someone can see how much you know. You can drop it on a table. They can hear how much you know. I said, all right, well, sounds good. What do we write about? He said, well, you know, he said, I've been studying. He had marketed and sold over $1 billion worth of products and services using direct marketing and personal branding. And like I said, I had done media creation and PR and buzz building. He said, why don't we put those skill sets together and let's write a book called Celebrity Branding You. I said, sounds good, but I never written a book before. So thankfully he had. He was a brilliant guy. He actually had written a 50-volume series of books as one of his books, and it was How to Start a Business and Incorporate in Florida. And he just changed the appendix and everyone for the state laws, and it was a 50-volume series because he did one for every state. Like that's how smart this dude was, right? So oh, yeah. He guided me through writing the book. He wrote about 70% of the book. He guided me through writing about 30% of the book. And I said, great, now let's get it published. And he's like, well, who are you going to publish with? I'm like, well, you just had a 3-book deal on McGraw-Hill. Let's go there. He's like, well, he's like, we can. He's like, but Nick, I've never written a book on this subject. We could go try to find an agent to convince McGraw-Hill to publish this book. And I do have a relationship. But if we get McGraw-Hill to publish this book, it's going to come out in about 3 years. He's like, and as far as I know, you need a book yesterday if you want to use the book to build your career, not a book, you know, in 3 years from now. I said, yes, I have one child to feed. My wife is now a stay-at-home mom because that's what she wants to be. And I'm broke. So that sounds like a great idea. So I sort of cobbled together all of the guys who had made CD covers for me and designed them. And I sent them to them. And then I decided I was going to self-publish this book. And I don't know how much weed they smoked, but when I got the book back, the cover was 2 inches too long, the print was off, and I was like, so it took me like about 6 months longer to teach my designers how to create a book that looked and felt like a New York Times bestselling book. I finally did, and it still took me about a year for the book to come out, but I did learn something. From the time I was writing the book, I was able to add to my biography, author of the forthcoming book, Celebrity Branding You. And so one secret, if you take away nothing else from me today, decide what book you are going to write, give it a name it and claim it, as they say, and add it to your bio that you're the author of the forthcoming book and say the name. Now, two things about this. When you do that, it boosts your credibility. The second thing is you actually have to do it. Because for 6 years from now, you still have in your bio, author of the forthcoming book. So we are going to, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about that later. So in any event, you know, and so that is a strategy that anyone can use. So we finally got the book out. And then because I had worked with my business partner, Jack, on the launch of his previous book, they had hired a guy, McGraw-Hill, and this PR firm that they were paying like $10,000 a month, hired this guy. And his only job was to make the book a bestseller. And so I volunteered to help. And so he wasn't real forthcoming with everything he did, but I sort of studied what he did and I thought I figured it out. And so when the book was ready to come out, I sent out an email to everyone I'd practically ever met. I offered to go to their house and wash their dog. I'm like, if you will just buy this book today, I would love it. And I followed the system, and I believe we hit 7 bestseller lists that day. Actually, I remember it was Halloween of, I don't remember, it was 08 or